Blog Talk Radio. Good morning.
Songwriter said every praise belongs to our God. But when I think about this thing, Little Widow, I need your assistance. You need to hit that one, buddy. I really need your assistance, my son. Can you hit the one button? If you can hear me. Brother Willie Dog. Thank you, sir. What's on the blog talk, man?
What? Excuse me?
What's wrong with the blog talk? I messed up real bad, man. I barely got this thing to work.
I don't when know. You know, they go through these things sometimes. When they had a storm sometime, it messed up the towers up there where they be at. You own that, all right?
I've been trying to get on. Cause they had me locked out and everything. Yeah, I deleted my app and go back in and delete it again, you know.
You own now.
I thought you might have, you know.
Sometimes the towers mess up when they have a storm. You know, they had a storm up that way.
Okay, because there ain't no storm up there. It's 100 degrees up here. So.
Well, I know. You must be down there with the devil then.
Yes, sir. Anyway, God bless you. Keep you, my friend.
Yeah, you better stay off that drama blog talk show, too. You've been staying on that too long.
Yeah, how long I need to stay on?
Everything good, though. God bless you. And I'm here listening.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
Take me out of there, because you know I might do something wrong.
Okay. Hey, Ray.
Yes, sir.
We're real close not to have no show this morning. That thing, it was messing up, man. Yeah. I couldn't get on there. But we got in there. God bless. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. It was pretty tough. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. You know, thank you for what He have done and already have done, man. It's always a blessing to come together like this and give God thanks for another day. Remember, I just think about the brotherly love, you know, that we should have for one another. You know, I think about how far we're supposed to go with this love, you know. And I just believe the word said, you know, the men would know that when you love one another, that you are disciples of His. Ain't that a good thing?
That's right.
Don't you want to be known that you're a student of the Lord, that you're a follower of Christ? He said through love, though. Not nothing else, but love. Love. You know anything about that love? You know anything about that love?
Yes, sir. Oh, man, it's a wonderful thing. It loves you in spite of that love, that love, genuine love from God, and then He blesses us to experience it and blesses us to fellowship in it through one another. He gives us a chance to express it to each other, so we can see the fullness of it, and when it blesses you to look beyond some thoughts, though they be vexing to you, but you can still look beyond all that and love them and see just what they need and pray and God blesses you to help them with what they need. Literally.
Yes. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, I thank God, man, for, you know, we thank God for your kind words, what you just said, and how God is really blessing us to come together once again to thank Him for
yes,
a day that He gave us to it. It was nothing we did on yesterday. It was so great. He allowed us to be here today. Mm-hmm. I meant that. You know.
That's right.
When you know, if you're humble enough to know that it was him. It was him.
That's right.
It was him who allowed you to be here. Not yourself. Not all your good stuff you did. It was him who looked behind all your faults and allowed you to be in the midst of him. Man, that's something to wake up in the morning and say, thank you for another day, Lord. Because
yes,
it could have been me sleeping in my grave. You know, it was not just because I'm sleeping without no hope, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Without no hope. But I'm glad there's hope in Jesus. You know, Jesus is what the reason why we come together. Because we're gonna get to see our Father, because through Jesus act on this earth. He came down through 42 generations and allowed us to be in his midst. Boy, I tell you, it's a good thing to say thank you for how he woke us up this morning and started on our way. If you could just understand that and put it in your heart, God is still in the blessing business. Do you need God to do something for you this morning? Do you need God to come in your life? Number one, have a personal relationship with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, because if we come to God and lift him up and continue in his word, don't you know things going to change? Oh, I know I'm right about it. Because when you start reading his word, Reverend, you know, and really just letting the word minister to you, it lifts up a lot of burdens. It lifts it up.
Yes, it does.
It lifts a lot of burdens. What I'm saying this morning, do you need something from the Lord spiritual? Not a materialism, but a spiritual blessing. Do you want God to come in your heart and work with you and make you a better Christian? Better husband, better father, watch this here, a better mother, a better daughter. Do you want God to bless you? Let me tell you something. We want to pray for you this morning. We want to lift you up. We want to do this here because sometimes we just take a side out and say, today we're going to pray for you, and we're going to pray for the body as a whole. If no one don't need no prayer, I can understand. You know, you probably already prayed for yourself this morning. But the ones that touch and agree for someone's spiritual walk, someone want to get closer to the Lord, not trying to serve God in a distance. You can hit that one button this morning, and we're gonna pray with you. We're gonna pray with your finances. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to pray with your spiritual walk, and we're going to pray with your love for one another, because we know when you start putting all this stuff together, it starts lining up. You know what I'm talking about? It starts lining up. Maybe you got a business you want us to pray for. We'll pray for that. Maybe you got some tough things coming up right now. We'll pray for that. We want to pray for you this morning. All you got to do is hit the one button. What you got there, brother? You actually did it?
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Praise all to God. And, you know, I'm always praying with y'all, and I want y'all to be praying with me. And, you know, it's always time for prayer. And I'm just touching and agreeing with you. And you know, just pray for me for everything, you know.
Yes,
every end. And I love you, brother. And I just want y'all to know that.
Yeah. Have to
wait.
Yes, sir. All right now.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Joe. We got Lil Joe on the list for prayer.
Good.
Yeah, Lil Joe. Brother Joe from Texas. Brother Nutty. Brother Nutty.
Pray for me as a whole here. That's what I'm asking
for
as a whole. Pray for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, brother. Now I want to pray for all things in his heart. We're going to pray for his heart. We're going to pray what's in his heart. Amen. This stuff is good.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff is real. You know, if you don't need it, we're not going to force you. You know, we're not forcing you. We're not putting you on no guilt trip either. If you're good, everything good, and you know, we're just going to pray. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to lift up a prayer for little Joe. We're going to lift up a prayer for Brother Nutty. And I believe everybody else is all right. They ain't hit the one, buddy. I'm going to put my name in there, too, man. My name is Owens. Reverend Henry, you want to put your name in there too?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Got you, brother. Good deal, mm-hmm. brother. Good deal. Prayer change night.
Mm-hmm.
Don't prayer change night. Have you ever been somewhere and you know? If you wouldn't have prayed, it would have went another way. It would have went another
mm-hmm.
way. So let's do something, man. We're not going to force somebody. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for you coming on. Allow us to pray right now. Brother Mike.
Yes.
Brother Mike.
That's the prayer for me and my family as well.
Okay, Brother
Hello?
Mike. Yeah, we got you, bro. You're your family. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you and your family, Brother Mike. Yeah, okay. Got you, Brother Mike. Got you. Got you. Okay. Okay, everybody good? Let me go out. I got to see if you want prayer just before I get in here. Brother Woodall, you want to pray for, you want to add you to the list, Brother Woodall?
You know, she always put me on the list there, Reverend Bryant, but you just trying to check and see if I'm some paying attention, ain't you? I'm over here being calm, brother. I'm over here being calm.
Okay.
And I appreciate everything. And I got on my knees. I know I've been kind of rough in this last week, but the Lord has seen me through all of it, and I just put your trust and everything in the Lord, and He'll make a way where it ain't no way.
Well, Brother Dom, that's a great thing. And Brother Dom, we're gonna put Brother Tim on the list. We're gonna put Brother Tim on the list. Brother Tim. We're gonna do that. You got anything else, Brother Willie? You good?
No, sir. I'm just over here. Paying attention. That's
okay.
All. Just paying attention.
Okay. Okay. 6, 7, 8, 23, 28, 34. You in the queue.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. Yeah, I was just touching the green. Yeah, I want you to pray for me and my family and the people of the world. You know, there's a lot going on right now. We need to get our minds back on the right track and just, you know, pray for everybody, you know.
Yes, sir. I know you. I see your number all the time, but you know. Can you put a name to it again so I can get you right?
Oh yeah, my name Mike. Michael.
Mike. Oh, Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I bless you, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we got you, Brother Michael. We got two Michaels on here. Where you from, bro? Where you from?
I'm from Mississippi.
Yeah, I'm from Natchez, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And we got a Michael from Texas there, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. We're going to put you in prayer. We're going to pray for everybody, even if it's thunderstorm and everything. Yeah, we're going to pray. Just prayer time. We're going to pray. We're going to close up. No. Brother Randy.
Good morning. Yeah, I got some of our youth in the car with me this morning, Brother Eric. And, you know, I just want to, you know, pray, you know, put them in the queue and pray for them, because they're trying to do a lot of things, and that God continue to just show them favor on everything they're trying to do. They're trying to go to college and, you know, You know, they working hard, getting up every morning to go to the gym to work out, exercise, and get better. I just want to lift them up in prayer. Rye Thompson and Kevin Marshall, you know, just lift them up in prayer. That's you and your prayer.
Okay. All right, right. Got to. Man, well, good to hear from you, bro.
I think you're a busy young man. I'll be checking you.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Hope we go to prayer. Hope we go to prayer. Anybody else? I'm gonna do something. Hey, Martha, don't add in me, hey, Martha, because you know, I know you. You know, you know you probably have some on your line. Let me see something there. Hey, Martha, can you hear me? Can you hear me, hey, Martha? You can hit the one button if you can hear me, one time. If not, we'll put you on prayer anyway. How about that? Okay. What you finna say, Rick?
Yeah, I was gonna say about A. Martha and Yolanda and Sister LaShirley is coming to mind.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, the list getting longer, y'all. Yeah. Mhm. Okay. All right. Thank God. We got the list, and since this list so big, you know, large, but we're gonna pray. We're going to do a corporate prayer with this, and we want everybody that believe in prayer, pray with us as we go to the Father. As we go to the Father and taking all of it to the altar and ask Him to bless this morning. Bless in this day, because we believe, just truly believe, when we pray like this here, God gives us attention. And we believe there's two or three touching in His name, that He'll be in the midst. We thank Him, Reverend. We thank Him for this morning. We thank Him for the life and health and strength that He gave each one of us to come out and try to do this every day. So we just want to thank Him. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking You, Father God, for Your sweet spirit that's already on the God's plan this morning, Lord. We ask You, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, to forgive us all greatest sins we have done, known and unknown sins. Lord, we come so humble to You this morning, Lord. Lord, there was a lot of mourning and petition, Father God, and most of the majority of it was praying for the nation and the world as well, Lord. Lord, You know what the economy is doing right now. You know how that corona is doing out there. Lord, it's not taking You by surprise. But, Lord, we just ask You, Father God, to be with all of us, Lord, and protect us, Father God, through any hurt and harm, Lord. Bless our whole entire family, Lord. Everybody by the side of my voice, bless them spiritually, bless them physically, and bless them financially, Lord. Cover us, Father God, with this prayer, Lord. And, Father God, when we pray, Father God, that it be a strength, Lord. Someone might be hurting right now in our spiritual warfare, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to go there and bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come right now, Lord, with peace, Lord. We come with love, Lord. We know, Father God, that when we come on the court like this, on one accord like this, You can bless, Lord. Lord, bless the fathers, Lord, that they be fathers. Bless the fathers, that they be a husband, Lord. Bless the fathers, that they can be a friend. Lord, just bless the wife that she can be a friend. Bless the wife that she can be a mother, Lord. Bless the wife that she can shepherd her children, Lord. Lord, bless that family, Lord, that they all come in unity, Lord. And Father God, when they come to unity, let them put you first, Lord. Lord, we have a special prayer, Father God, for Sister LaShera, Lord. Sister LaShera is going through something right now. You know it, Lord. But we ask you, Father God, it be real, Lord. Lord, give her some strength, Lord, in the things she's going through right now, Lord. Bless her, Lord,
yeah,
in the name of Jesus. And bless her heart, Lord, for the strength she needs, Lord, to travel down these old roads that we call sickness, Lord. And sometimes sickness can't take a time, Lord, to get it away, Lord. But we know, Father God, you are healer, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to strengthen her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her, Lord. Cover from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Lord. Lord, we don't want to be selfish, Lord. Maybe it might be somebody on this phone, loved one, that's going through a sickness, Lord. Whether they do the coronavirus, whether they do cancer, whether they do kidney, you know, maybe it be heart disease. Whatever it is, Lord, we ask them to heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And while you heal, Lord, give them a recovery, Lord. Touch a Martha, Lord. Lord, you know what's special. You know what she's going through, Lord. Touch her, Lord, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Lord. We're in prayer,
yes,
right,
Lord,
now, Lord. We believe, Father God, in healing, Lord. We believe, Father God, you gave healing to a lot of people, Lord. So we just ask you to touch our ones that we love, Lord. Even the ones that don't even pray for themselves, Lord. We want to stand in intercessory with them, Lord. Let them know, Father God,
yeah,
that you are a healer, Lord. Medication is good, Lord, but you bless everything, Lord, even with the medication.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we just ask you for Yolanda, Lord, that she asked for prayer for her situation she's going through, Lord. We ask you to cover her, Lord. Lord, for the decisions she has to make and the things she has to do. And, Lord, you and whatever you want to do with her life, Lord, we just put our hands with her hands and trust and agree to the things she's praying for, Lord. We ask you all this in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Brother Randy, Lord, and his children, Lord, his son, and all the kids he be messing with the basketball. Want to do something successful later on in life, Lord. Lord, keep them physically, Lord, that they don't get hurt, Lord.
Yes.
Keep them mentally,
yes,
Lord, that there's some ups and downs, and even in trying to get better, Lord, but it'll pay off after a while, Lord. So, Lord, bless them babies, Lord, and him, his support for them, Lord, and anybody trying to support the children, Lord. Bless them and cover them, Lord, spiritually, and then even in financially, Lord, and physically, Lord. Cover them, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I see them praying,
yes,
to you, Lord. I know they're praying to you, Lord, not just because they say they were the only team want to win, but, Lord, but keep them so they won't get hurt, Lord. And we ask all this blessings in Jesus' name, Lord. Cover Brother Willie Dahl, Lord, in the things he's been going through all week, Lord. The things he's trying to do in his life, Lord. He's getting closer to an age, Lord, that he probably thought he would never get to, Lord. If it be your will, Lord. If it be your will, Lord, for him to be turned that age, Lord. We ask you to bless him, Lord, and then prepare him for that blessing, Lord. Lord, prepare him for his walk that you have for him, Lord. He is a beacon, Lord. Sometimes it looks dim sometimes, but, Lord, we know, Father God, you're still working it out sometimes and making it there when you want to shine, it shine. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, Lord. Bless us this morning. Bless, again, bless little Joe, Lord, in his business. Little Joe have a business, Lord, self-employed, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless that business, Lord. Let it be prosper, Lord. Let it be prosper that he provide for him and his wife and all the things he's going to do in life, Lord. Cover him, Lord. He's a hard-working man, Lord. Keep him, Lord. Keep him spiritually sound, Lord. He's here faithfully every time we be here, Lord. And, Lord, we just pray for Brother Reverend Henry, Lord. We pray for all the his endeavors, Lord. They own his job, Lord. For his wife, Lord. With the ministry that you put in his heart, Lord. That he come over here and support this ministry, Lord. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He could have been doing a lot of things, Lord. But he came taking time out over here, Lord. We ask you to cover him, Lord. Cover him from the top of his head to the the pharmacy, protect him, Lord. But anything coming his way, Lord, give him strength to get through it, Lord. Help him in his mind, Lord, so he stays fast and understanding what you want him to do, Lord. Bless him in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we lift up Brother Tim. We lift up Brother Tim, Lord. You know his heart, Lord. You know the things that you want him to do and how to do it, Lord. So, Lord, we just want to lift our brother up to you, Lord. And not in a way of stopping what you want to do, Lord. So we said, not our will, but thy will, Lord. Whatever you want to do in his life, Lord, we ask you to touch it, Lord. No, Lord, we know he loved you too, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to be with him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Brother Mike, yes. Lord, he touched it and hit the one button and said he just want to touch and agree and plus play for the nation, Lord. Pray for the things that are going on out there. There are some things that you know that you allow to happen, Lord. So, Lord, whatever it is, if it's to better us, if it's to strengthen us, Lord, let it be in your will, Lord. Let it be in your will, Lord. Help us to understand you, Lord, and follow you, Lord. Lord, bless Brother Darrell, Lord, and things he had to do on his job, Lord. Lord, cover his hands, Lord. Cover his mind,
yeah.
Lord. Physical strength to do what he had to do on his job, Lord. Bless his household, his wife, his grandkids, his children, Lord. Keep them, Lord, in perfect peace, Lord. We pray for Brother Wayne, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover him, Lord. Cover him as he drives the highways and byways, Lord. Keep him, Lord, as he travels in these roads, Lord. All these truck drivers, Brother Nutty, Brother D, all the truck drivers that I know, my missus, my Lord, bless them as well, Lord. Cover them, Lord, because it's a dangerous highway out there, Lord. Cover them as they're trying to provide for their household, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Let them faith on their job, Lord. Even bless Brother D's boss, Lord, as he going through what he going through, Lord. Only you know what you know. The end of that might be, Lord. But whatever it is, Lord, give strength to the whole company, even the family, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you all this in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. If there's anything we missed, Lord, if there's anything we didn't say or we didn't pray for, Lord, we ask to go forth, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Because we can do nothing without you. We believe in your love, Lord. Have your way,
yes.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we find out victory belongs to you, Lord. So we're not saying that no other God that we lift our voice up to. It is you. You're the only God, Lord. And we know that we're not worthy. But you keep on giving us an opportunity to be in thy presence. So we love you, Lord.
Yeah.
And we thank you. You deserve it, Lord. So thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Boy,
amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Spirit. Thank you for your peace.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about anybody else. I hope whatever you ask God, as we were praying right there, I said we. We was praying right there that God bless your heart. That he bless your heart. This is one of the things we wanted to do this morning. We didn't want to make it look like it was pre-rehearsed or something. We just wanted to let the Holy Spirit move. We wanted to bring to pray one another. And we're gonna do this here. If anyone wanted to testify, they can testify at this time too. Anybody wanna testify? I'm going to do this bit. If I open your button, when I open it up, you say you don't want to testify, or you're going to say you're good, and I'll close you back. Brother Willie, you good? Brother Willie, you good? Brother Joe, you good? You like testifying? You good? All right. Mm-hmm. Brother Mike. Brother Mike, you good? You good? You know, you don't have to testify. Just go through. You don't have to. Brother Michael, do you feel like justified? If you don't, you're good.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. Thank God, man. Thanks for the prayer.
Bless you, brother. Bless you, brother. Brother Randy?
Yeah, my brother. No, I just want to. I just want to let everybody know that it's just power and praise.
Yes, sir.
Anybody,
yes, sir,
that don't believe that, just keep standing up. I read an article.
Yes, sir.
I got to be respectful. I read an article in the, I think it was the one of the magazines. And it said that 99.9% of people are calling that Jesus. When they're back against the wall, when they're in a tight spot. And even atheists that don't supposed to believe in Jesus.
Mm.
When something going on in their life, right, call on the name of Jesus. And I just want to say that prayer works. Prayer moves. My God, my God, my God. You got to do more of that. More praying.
Yeah.
More calling on his name. More standing on his promise, right?
Yes,
Lord. I want these young guys that I'm riding with right now to just understand that, you know,
you can all be
that Christ, that's different. Prayer. Listen, leave it on the altar, young brother. Leave it on the altar, my God, my God, my God. Leave it there. Take it to him and leave it. Whatever it is you're going through in your life, whatever it is that you struggle with, whatever it is that you want in life, talk to God and leave it at the altar and know that he will answer your prayer. That's all I got.
God bless you, man. God bless you. I always do it for you, brother. You right, brother. You right. You're a good example. You right. Thank you for you, brother. Good to hear from you, brother. Brother D. Brother D.
Amen, amen, amen.
Bless you, God.
Let's give that to God. He's the head of my life.
Yes, sir.
Once more and again, my brother, I want to just tell him thank you just for being God.
God bless
you. You know, some mornings we get up and we have special testimonies for God and work miracles in your lives, and you want to tell the world about it. But sometimes you want to just testify and just tell him thank you. Just
that's
for
it.
Being who he is, being the author and finisher of my course, and I just tell him thank you. The Lord moves. You know, I don't know who all that heard the service yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
In the process of the service going yesterday, Mark, he gave a testimony of my mother to show you God's power. She said that the doctor had sent her home to live with the Hebrews. I heard Brother D tell it before.
Mm-hmm.
And how my pastor says the Lord has spoke to her.
Mm-hmm.
He gave my mother a certain amount of days and told her she would either live or she would die. And the Lord saw fit. The Lord said, I got to see it work for her. So he gave us 28 more years with her. Ain't he good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you ought to tell God thank you sometimes just for being God.
Yes.
We just we got a brother right now that's going through some things. And I tell God, I said, Lord, thou knowest.
Yeah, yeah.
I was about to come to your father and tell you what the problem is. Thou knowest.
Amen.
I don't even have to ask you for what I need, Lord. Thou knowest. All I say, Lord, I just ask you to just move, Lord. Just move. And then I can get back out the way when I ask God to move. See, because I ask myself to move. I said, God, will you move?
Yes.
And I can step back then because I know he's an almighty God. Some say almighty God. Not some power, but all power. And
yeah.
I just tell him, thank you. God has truly been good to me. And then I turn around the same breath and I say, God is still good to me. And my soul said, hallelujah.
Wow.
And I just tell him, thank you right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell God, thank you.
Yes, he's able. He's able.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. He'll be so able to do above and beyond.
Yes, he
Lord,
is. Yes,
Lord.
He is. That's a beautiful
brother,
thing,
do you have
bro.
Anything to leave with you? He going to leave it with you by just saying, just tell God thank you.
Yes.
Just tell him
yes.
thank you. He'll be able. And then, brother and sister, I promise you, if you do it, he will. Just tell him thank you.
My.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good one. I think Brother Joe just hit to see if he did it again. Like he did something. Brother Joe?
Yeah.
Did you hit it again?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got you. We don't.
I just want to give testimony that without Jesus in my life, I don't know where I would be. And I'm so thankful that he continues to bless and wake me up every morning and to know that without him, I'm nothing. Everything I do is Jesus. So I just want everybody to know that, boy, when you got Jesus in your life, you don't need nothing else. I'm
That's
out.
God bless you, man. Peace, man. Reverend,
yes, sir.
Did you have something to testify?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just before the program this morning. Lord sent something to me, and it was in the package at 139. Oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Lord, thy down sinning and my uprising, thou understanding my thoughts afar off. Oh, hallelujah. Thou compassing my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Thou is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together.
Yes.
Thou hast set me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. And I said all that to say God has perfect knowledge of us all.
Okay.
You know, He knows everything about us. So when we open up to him, he already knows and understands us and our situation better than we. So I think it was so beautiful and so forbidding that you made this prayer hour this morning. And
God
I just
bless.
Want to thank God. You know, he knows. He knows when we're in cloud nine, he knows. We feel like we're so low. He knows. When we feel like we are far off, he knows. when we're nigh to him. He knows. He knows, and he still allows his love, perfect love that casts out fear. He still allows the covering. He still allows us and gives us faith and opportunity to repent. So I just want to say thank you for he knows, and I'm thinking how he allowed his Holy Spirit to convict us and keep us in the straight. And now he allows his Holy Spirit to keep us governed so we won't stray too far. He even allows the Holy Spirit upon our hearts to draw nigh to him, to draw nigh to him. Oh, because he lets me know how do we show him we love him by obeying him. Oh, so I just, man, like Brother D said, I want to piggyback on that. I just want to tell the Lord thank you, because he didn't have to bless my heart the way he blessed my heart. He didn't have to make me tender-hearted like he made me tender-hearted, but for my good. Hallelujah. He helps me corral when I would be angry. It helps me hurry back to try to be peaceful. Oh, I just love him for it. Hallelujah. And I thank him. And I thank him for yet another day that I hope, that I laid down hoping and expecting, but he made it a reality. That's love. That's another chance of grace. That's another morning of mercy. I just want to tell him thank you. And I just want to do his will, Ref. I just want to be better for him, Ref. Hallelujah. He didn't have to let me experience this love that he's let me experience. He didn't have to allow me to meet you. He didn't have to bless me with the pastor that I have. He didn't have to bless me with the family that I have, my church family, my God's plan family. He didn't have to bless me to meet Brother Willie Dog, Brother D, Brother Tim, Sister Mary, Sister Martha. He didn't have to do that, but he did let me. Cousin Nutty, Brother Wayne, Brother Joe, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Mike. Thank you. Hallelujah. Even a new Mike from Mississippi. God bless you. I just want to tell him thank you for all grace and mercy and love he's shown towards us. He allows us to bless others with it. So it's an ongoing and a continual thing. I just thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And bless my walk to show you even more that I love you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Also, you know, he put it on my mind as we was praying. I didn't hear you say even, Lord, bless me, Reb. I heard you pray for others, but I want to speak up and ask the Father, God in heaven, that he will have his will, continue to have his will in your life. Hallelujah. Bless how he decides to bless you. Clear the way, any obstacles in the name of Jesus. And let him bless you, continue to do his will from your heart, not for to be glorified, but how he has blessed you to bless others, continue and even increase it in the name of Jesus. Continue to, Lord God, I ask you that you continue to cover him in the name of Jesus. Put your loving arms of protection around him. Continue to bind the evil spirits that would come upon him, give him strength, Father God, to stand in the midst of adversity. Oh, hallelujah. Stand against principalities that would try to fight against him. Stand, when it's not even favorable to stand, continue to stand for you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for him. Thank you for his life. Thank you for every trial. Thank you for every tribulation. Thank you, Father God, for the friendship that you gave us, Father God. We ask you to continue to bless it and keep it. We realize every good and perfect gift comes from you. So we just tell you thank you for your gifts, Lord. Thank you for your gift, Lord. Thank you for your gift of love, your gift of friendship, your gift of kinship, your gift of mercy, your gift of grace.
hallelujah, your gift for even time to repent, your gift. We just tell you thank you for your man servant that we call. So I'm calling Eric. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some call him Reverend. Some call him Pastor. I call him Hallelujah.
Yeah,
in the name of Jesus, humbly I submit this for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Martha, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just can't beat it.
That's locked. That's locked. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
Bless Brother Mike. It's a blessing to hear him.
God bless you.
I just want to thank God. I want to thank God this morning. Yeah. But even Brother Willie, dog, I like hearing him. I like hearing Brother Willie.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. Amos, the Yolanda. Yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for the strength that he's given me to handle my mother.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
continue to give strength to both of my sisters so that they can continue to do with her what they're doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to say thank you.
Thank you,
my God.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's good. You know, we just come here. We thank you, Brother Darrell. We thank you for everybody that came. Boy, I want to tell you, he is worthy to be praised. Everybody got a different thing going on right now. But we find out at the end of the day, God is still able. He's still able. You know what I'm talking about? I couldn't get that thing to work, Brother Willie. But I got it. I got that out. But I wanted to hear that song, man, about, I've been playing with it a little bit with my boy.
Yeah.
I'll speak for you, Lord, with my hand.
Yeah.
I'm not skipping something. But I want to lift him up because I don't want to cry. Because they've been too good to the church for us to sit down and pray. We've been so good. We play this song right here when it's offering time. But to me, I think it's more than offering time.
Yes.
Praise
God. Can I say that again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Watch this here. Did I do this well? But my mind, we got so much going on. We got so much going on. Did I do this here? I don't think I did this. Well, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this first. Hey, Martha, send us a nugget, right?
Beautiful, beautiful.
When things don't go well, Have you ever had one of the moments when things don't go well? We know all things work together. What is it? For the good
Yes, sir.
Let me do this again. When things don't go well.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8:28-30 said, we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God. I'm telling you, it seemed like it didn't go well. But if you hang in there, if you hang in there,
yes, sir.
God,
yes,
will, he will bring you through. It's like our brother talking about his mother. God already knew what was going to happen within your siblings. You know, y'all, you get a chance to do what she did when y'all first came in this world. She took some love and covered y'all with that love. Each one of y'all. Through her birth. And she gave y'all. And she held you in her arms when you couldn't talk. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. She feeds you. It feeds yourself. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Then with that, you get an opportunity to love her more and more. Some people don't get that opportunity, but it happens so fast sometimes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I know your mother. I'm not putting her in. I'm not saying she's going anywhere. But I've been in the presence of your mother, praising God. And I know she knows God. You know, I have no doubt that she ain't praying for herself either. I know she is. And I'm going to say this, brother, man. Keep on keeping on. When things don't go our way, don't go well, what we do? Seek in prayer like we're doing now, brothers and sisters. God always has a good purpose for our trials. These trials and tests we be going through, my brothers and sisters, he already gave us an answer. He always gives us a pathway through it. All we got to do is tap into his love. Once we tap into his love, we can look at our circumstances not the way it's bigger than Mount Ever. We don't know the biggest one, the biggest mountain. We can look at it like, you see, we got buck feet. You'd be able to tell that mountain to move. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It got to go. You know what I'm saying? But we've been taught, Brother Dale, to have faith. Believe. But the scripture just said wrong. It said all things work together for those who love the Lord. So I believe that one now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's going to work out. So tomorrow.
Right.
Hey, it's going to work out. God, Brother D, it's going to work out. Sisters and brothers, it's going to work out.
Yeah.
There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. When it's impossible to man, it's just a stepping stone for the Lord. Well, I want to say this here. And I love you, brother, but I'm going to say this. Don't you know we limit to God when we start worrying?
Mm-hmm.
We limited him because he only moved by faith. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. I know I'm in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the book.
Yes, sir.
So today, trust.
Yeah.
So today, give your all to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Give your all.
Yes.
You know, I was listening to Brother D, him talking, and a song came to me. And it says, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I can lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Yeah, because of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of who you are. Yeah, because of who you are.
Because of who you are. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one, then, bro. I like. You know, I said I was gonna play this little country song. Then I'm get mad and play it. It's meat in it too. No country song, man. Look how you go. I ain't gonna play long. I ain't gonna play too long. God put in my heart says prayer. I didn't want to say, y'all get it right on. We're going to pray. I wanted God to move. Mm-hmm. You never know when the service going to move, Brother D.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
You never
know
when it's going to move. And I really believe it is, praying time. I believe that,
mm-hmm.
man, out of my heart. We need
mm-hmm.
to take, really need to take time out and pray more. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We really do.
Yes, sir.
We need to
yes,
pray
sir.
More.
Yes, sir. Hey, Rabbi, I want to do a little testifying, telling what the Lord just blessed me with. You know, you played that song, and I used to think it was for the older to rejoice off of, because of their life experiences and their experiences with God. But also, He blessed me to see that is a blessing to the youth as well, for us to tell them, though they begin their lives, and for us to let them know that no matter what they do, they can't be God's goodness, God's grace, God's mercy. Let them know it's our responsibility to instill that in them. Hallelujah. That though the world was trying to have their way with them, but God is here before them as well, and if they would take, hallelujah, what God has given them the life, youth, and use it, hallelujah, as much as they can for the glory of God, God will open up every door unto them. God will keep them through the storm, though how this world would try to get them while they're young. Oh, hallelujah. But if they allow God to be God in their lives, what a blessing. So that's how that song touched me a while ago. The more He gives, the more you give, the more He gives unto you. While we still have the activity of our limbs, you know, oh, hallelujah. Oh, man, I just feel this Holy Spirit, and I just want to thank the Lord for that. He just ministered to me, you know, as I was reminiscing on just the things I've experienced in God. Oh, hallelujah, that I may tell someone younger. Oh, hallelujah, I may tell the youth, young maybe in the body or young in the spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, have faith in God. Trust in God. Many victory God has given us. Many heights God has taken us through. Many spiritual levels God has put us on because we trusted Him, because we had faith in Him. And God saw fit that He bring us a little closer, a little closer walk with Thee. Hallelujah, thank the Lord for that experience. I just wanted to tell it. You know, you played that song, and that song blessed my heart. God gave me something in the midst of that. And so, God bless you. I know Brother Randy said that he was riding with some young gentlemen so he can express God's love. That's beautiful how you try to take up with the young and show them God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I like that. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I hear Reverend Harry say you can't beat him given. You know, everything that we find, everything we endure into, I don't care what it is, it's already been foretold. And when we said we can't beat him given, He's already shown us that we can't beat Him by what He gave us. But then you turn around and tell us how, and songwriter said, the more you give, the more He'll give. Well, what He said is where He said He'll open up the floodgates of heaven and He'll pour us out blessings. We won't have room to receive. He just keep giving. He's overflooded with blessings. Then I heard my brother when he said, I thought about those jokes. When you're saying how you give your wife, your kids, your heir, you know, even with your wife, he said, who am I put together? Let no man set asunder. See, you can't beat him giving. He gives and gives and gives. And all we got to do is just praise him. All we got to do is just worship. And God was just, it's a continuation with God. The old joke, man said so he was going to make him a man. And he kneeled down to get some of God's dirt. He said, no, you got to get your own dirt. See, you just can't beat him. You can't even equal up to him.
Yes.
I could go today and give my life as a ransom. Remember him. I could actually give my life as a ransom. I'm good. Okay. Thanks, Kevin. I can actually give my life as a ransom for Reverend Henry. In fact, I could do it for Reverend Henry, too. I could do it for Brother Dawn. But there's only so many numbers they're going to let me add up before my life won't count no more.
God bless you.
But I saw a number no man can number. You can't beat him giving. He covers us all. Covers
yes,
us
he
all.
Do.
Ain't he good?
All the time. All the time.
Jesus.
All the time. And you know, brothers, I'm going to say this here. Because I got to move a little bit, you know. Now you guys can stay on. You know what I'm talking about? Before I go, you know, I just want to let you brothers know again. You know, anytime you want prayer, or you want to take time out for prayer, it don't have to be a special thing. If we don't do it, if it's in your heart, we can stop.
Praise the Lord.
Because we believe that all to get a communication with God, we got to take time out for one to do it. So that if you want prayer, it don't matter the day, even later on the day, we'll do it again. You know what I'm talking about? But we thank God for the ones that came out. Reverend, we thank everyone that came out. Sisters and brothers, you know, thank you for the, for all you want to hold your hand up and ask for prayer. And the ones couldn't hold your hand, and we pray for you anyway. Because we believe that we all need prayer. You know what I'm talking about? All of us. You know, so Reverend, hard to put in your hand, I got to step out. Thank God. Thank God. Thank
you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God for how he has allowed us to experience what we experienced this day, the love that he has shown us, that he has blessed us, that we come together as family and pray. Hallelujah. Family, hallelujah, this radio family. Oh, be blessed us to come together and forward. Oh, we thank you even for how he blessed us. Even yesterday, I didn't get a chance to read beautiful blessings from our mother. So I'll read them today. He gave us yesterday, hallelujah. Return, hallelujah. I was surprised, and God often shows his presence when we least expect. Thank you. When you least expect it, God blesses you. Hallelujah. Interest the entrance of others. Hallelujah. The entrance of others he gave yesterday. Serve God by serving others. Amen. In humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests. Oh, I can testify to that because God let me know one day that he takes care of my situation when I'm more concerned about others than myself. He'll take care of your needs, but make sure other needs are taken care of, and you won't have to worry about your own needs. Because when you seek first the kingdom of God, when you seek first your brothers and sisters in need, and when you choose to have charity and show love, charity, long suffering, sometimes we need to suffer with each other. Instead of throwing our hands towards one another, but suffer, oh, hallelujah, suffer with, be interested on what someone else going through and go in prayer with them, stand with them, hold their hand, be that listening ear, or be that guidance, or be praying to God, maybe He'll speak something to you. You can share it with and help lift someone else. Hallelujah. Watch and pray. Hallelujah. Watch and pray, says Satan is powerless against the power of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Watch and pray. I believe she said these yesterday, but Lord bless them today. Oh, hallelujah. Watch and pray so that you will not faint or fall into temptation. Mark 14:32-42. Watch, children of God, and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we won't fall into these temptations. And it says, come alongside. Come alongside. God's presence brings us comfort. Our presence brings others comfort. Oh, hallelujah. When you let your light shine, it gives others comfort and strength, that if you can walk this walk, they can too. It gives them, it shows radiance. Hallelujah. Something about a shining light. People want to come near to see the beauty of it. Hallelujah. What it has and what it is to behold His light. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians. Oh, hallelujah. Second Corinthians, verse chapter 3-11 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Come along the side. Yeah. She even gave us memory loss. Oh, hallelujah. Memory loss. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Psalms 118. Oh, hallelujah. 1-14 tells us, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Don't forget that His mercy endureth. Hallelujah. It's grace and a bountiful to us, to those that love the Lord. If you love Him, His grace is multiplied unto you. If you love Him, if you're trying your best, you may fall sometime, but His grace and His mercy is there to help you, keep you, hold you, and if you should fall, it'll catch you. Hallelujah. And it even convict you that you must do better for Him. Hallelujah. Remembering God's provision for yesterday gives hope and strength for today. I hear you. Remembering God's provision for yesterday gives hope today. Know this, what God done before, He'll do it again. If He made a way before you, He'll do it again. If he gave you strength before, He'll strengthen you again. If He's covered you, He'll cover you again. If He made a way, He gave you understanding. If He turned your darkness into day, He'll do it again. When it looked weary to you, remember God's provision for yesterday gives hope and strength for today. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for that. We thank God for you today. Thank you for those beautiful, thank you for the memory loss and come along the side and watch and pray in the entrance of others. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God for what He has allowed us to experience this day. Thank God for the love that He's shown. Thank God for the love He's shown even through each and every one of you. We say, thank you, Lord. We are much obliged. We're so wonderful how He takes care of His children. We tell Him, thank you. We love you, Jesus, man. Oh, hallelujah. If there be no more, anyone else want to give comments or just tell them thank you. We'll give a moment for that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Even in, we'll take a moment of silence and can all meditate just for a moment and just think about his goodness, think about his mercy, think about his grace. In Jesus' name, just for a moment. Just think about, oh, hallelujah, the goodness of the Lord. Think about how he protected you in your travels, from driving trucks. Think about each destination you made it to safely over and over again. Think about you. A lot of us drive to work and we make it back home safely. Think about his goodness. Hallelujah. Think about his mercy. Think about how he's shown grace and mercy to you, even allow you to look upon a day you never seen before. Another chance. He's given people first chance, second chance, third chance, multiple chances. Oh, holy time and space to repent. Oh, holy, even now, we tell him thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, where we come with love on our hearts, with joy on our heart, with, oh, for the many things you've done for us, Father, for the many times you have kept us, Father, for when we feel like justice would be served, you know, a place in where we would be, Father God, if we was caught out of the ark of safety, if we hadn't made Jesus our choice, and oh, hallelujah. We know, but Father, but you spoke over 2,000 years ago in love. You spoke, Father God, and you allowed, you took part of yourself. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come and take care of us. Once again, you've given unto us salvation. And oh, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, you let him come and die for us. We tell you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for his life. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Well, you realize that he's made perfect by the things that is suffer. Oh, we tell you, thank you, Father God. Oh, obedience. Bless us to be more obedient, more better for you, for just show you our gratitude for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. Bless us never to abuse that, but, oh, Father, be cautious how we live before you. We thank you, Father. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this moment. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for everything, Father. Thank you for victory, Father. Thank you for healing, Father. Thank you for making a way, Father. Thank you for letting us know after we pray. Hallelujah. While we're yet praying, we feel better just because of this talk that you allow us to have. Oh, thank you for strength. Thank you for faith. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you would listen to us. We thank you, Lord, that you would consider us as we consider you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for first loving us, Father God. Thank you for loving us better than we love ourselves in the name of Jesus. So just help us. Your handmaid servants, help us, Father God, to be just what you would have us to be in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for this. Again, I want to tell you, thank you, Lord. I just can't thank you enough. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer, these prayers that went up for you, Father God. Take them, Father God, and, oh, bless them. Let them be a sweet odor unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray, continue to cover us, watch over us, and keep you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Father, bless us to be faithful like you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
You thought I was a